He'd been playing with the sensor on the parking lot gate, according to witnesses, grabbing on as the gate went up. But when 12-year-old Yakim McDaniels tried to jump down, he got stuck as the metal gate rolled up and trapped him. Doris Chase is his mom.
It happened so fast because I had just seen him. He left out the house. And then somebody came upstairs and told me my son was dead. I couldn't even hold him or do nothing.
A crowd of neighbors like Keisha gathered as firefighters carefully worked to free him.
When they got him out, he was purple and he looked it like he was gone.
She and other neighbors here say they've complained to building owners about that gate and the iron fences that went up around their building instead of playgrounds and basketball courts where kids can play safely. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds on Lott Avenue in Brownsville.